Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
About what?
Yes, ma'am. It's a brief survey mostly about elections. For example, the first question does ask, ma'am, we would like to know is, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Great. And even though it's a long way off, ma'am, what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices this June, ma'am? Would you say you're almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50 chance or you will not vote?
Maybe.
Okay, ma'am. What would you consider your race to be?
Hispanic,
great. And from which country or territory does your family trace your heritage?
Ecuador,
no problem. All right, and moving on, ma'am. My other question to you would be is, we would like to know, well, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Like, would you say always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish?
50-50.
No problem. All right, and moving on, ma'am. What year were you born?
Ecuador.
What year were you born?
1973.
No problem. And moving on, ma'am. I just want to read your feelings towards some people using a scale of a 0 to 100. A 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable, ma'am. If you don't know the person, you can tell me as well. For example, Bob Menendez from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
Like 80.
80? What about Andy King from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
I don't have anything about
him. You don't know him? No problem. What about Tammy Murphy from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate her?
50.
All right. Phil Murphy from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
70.
Stephen Fullup from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
I haven't heard that.
No problem. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100, ma'am, how much would you rate him?
A 90.
A 90. Rob Menendez from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him? 70, okay. And Ravi Bala from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
I never heard of him.
No? No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that name?
I think he's from Florida.
I'm sorry?
I think he's from Florida.
Okay. No problem. Is that the only thing, ma'am?
Yeah.
No problem. Well, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress, ma'am? Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job he's doing?
I'm approving.
I'm sorry?
I'm approving.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Some approve.
Strongly or somewhat, I'm sorry?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, no problem. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, ma'am, and your candidates were Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Can you repeat it, please?
If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Tammy
Murphy, no problem. And moving on, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jay-Z, for whom would you vote?
Can you repeat again?
Yes. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jay-Z, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay. And in the last few months, ma'am, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot.
Would you say you've heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, ma'am?
A lot.
A lot. Oh, okay, ma'am. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, ma'am? Would you say you're following it very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely, you know.
Not too closely or not closely at all?
Not too close.
All right. And tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez, ma'am. Like, for example, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I'm agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Right? And the son should have not to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Some disagree.
I'm sorry. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you say you agree or disagree to that?
I disagree.
Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Congress Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issue in any way. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
I'm disagreeing.
Strongly or somewhat?
I agree.
Oh, you agree? Would you say you agree strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. I know I'm going to read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view. All right, even if neither is exactly right, ma'am. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez says he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the distrust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bollwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists, well, I want to know, ma'am, if this statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, ma'am, even if neither one is exactly right. Would you say the critics come closer to your view, ma'am, the first statement, or supporters come closer to your view?
The first statement.
The critics, would you say they come much closer to your view or somewhat closer to your view?
More closer to your view.
More closer. Okay, ma'am. And well, I'm going to read to you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I just want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, and that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they're only in public office to enrich themselves. supporters of Congressman Robin Endes say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for a district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make a New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does this statement from critics of Congressman Robin Endes or the statement from supporters of Robin Endes comes closer to your own view, ma'am? Which one comes closer to your view? The critics or the supporters, ma'am? The first or the second?
The first, I think.
The first? Would you say much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. I just want you to tell me if each statement makes you more likely to support or less likely to support that candidate. Thank you so far for your responses. We're almost done. So the first one says, ma'am, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Robin Endes, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Does that make you more likely or less likely to support that candidate, ma'am?
More likely.
More likely? Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat
more likely. Okay. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support him?
Most likely to support.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely to support.
Okay. And Robin Endes is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-working agenda, who wants to return back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Does this statement make you more likely, ma'am, or less likely to support that candidate for progress?
More likely to support.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely, ma'am?
Somewhat more likely.
Oh, okay. And Robin Endes' top priority is delivering for this constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet his moment. Does this make you more likely, ma'am, or less likely to support him?
More likely to support.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the U.S. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support him, ma'am?
More likely to support.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support this candidate for Congress, ma'am?
Less likely to support.
Less likely, would you say, okay, well, we had a little more likely or not at all more likely. Which one would you say?
Not at all likely.
Okay. And the last one for this statement, for this section says, Rahm Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, makes hospital billings more transparent, makes sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Does this make you more likely or a little more likely or not at all more likely to support?
A little more likely to support.
Oh, okay, ma'am. All right, and moving on, ma'am. After hearing all this information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Rahm Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jazzy, for who would you vote?
How many?
Yes, I had Rahm Menendez, Ravi Bala, or Kyle Jazzy.
Maybe Kyle Jazzy.
Kyle Jazzy. Okay, ma'am, and I'm going to read to you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. I just want you to tell me if each statement will make you...
Because I'm already tired.
Oh, we're almost done, ma'am. I promise. I'll be very fast. I just want you to tell me if it makes you more likely, a little less likely, or not at all likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. I'll be very quick, ma'am. For example, the first one says, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking code, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala, ma'am?
Less likely to support.
All right. A little less likely or not at all less likely? Or
A little less likely.
Okay. And Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. This is make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all likely to to support Ravi Bala for Congress, ma'am?
A little less likely.
Okay. Okay. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala, ma'am?
A little less likely to support.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala, ma'am?
A little less likely to
Okay, no problem. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
No, it doesn't.
Sorry? Would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely? Okay, ma'am. And moving on, thank you so far for your responses. Okay, after hearing the information, ma'am, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and your candidates were Rahm Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jazzy, for whom would you vote?
Rahm Menendez.
Ramananas. Okay. And these last questions, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Can you repeat that, please?
Do you consider yourself to be liberal, conservative, or moderate?
Conservative.
Okay, ma'am. Do you currently own your home? Do you rent it or do you live with friends and family?
I own the home.
Okay, ma'am. Great. And these last questions, ma'am. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Great. All right, ma'am. And are you currently, are you a retired member of a labor union?
No.
No? No problem. And strictly for verification purposes, can I have your first name?
Adita. A-D-I-T-A.
Great, ma'am. Thank you so much for your answers and your patience and time to complete the survey, ma'am. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for your time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact you in the future? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No problem, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Your answers were so helpful. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.